Amen. 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 Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everyone who is in the sanctuary. And for everybody who is participating via Facebook and YouTube Live, welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. Amen. Amen. That despite all that is going on, the storms, the ice, the snow, whatever, hallelujah, God has made his what? His house of worship open this morning. Amen. Amen. That we could come here, that we could get a good word every Sunday. Amen. 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 We're streaming this morning. What? Because God made a way for us to hear his word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining us this morning. If you're sitting in your living room, eliminate all the other distractions so that that good word that is on the way, that you can hear it. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I'm going to start off this morning with reading our scripture. I'll give you a chance to get it. So I want you to get your Bibles out and let's go to Isaiah 9 verses 6 and 7. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that and then we'll have prayer. So everybody take a chance. Get your word out. Amen. Amen. We get to start with a word and then we get to preach word. Amen. 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 If you're at home, if you could stand and join us as we stand in the sanctuary to honor God's word. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen. 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 If we can all remain standing, we're going to have prayer. And let's think about this scripture that we... From now and forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being in control right now. And forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for making a way for us. A way to get through each day. Hallelujah. Thank you for the hedge of protection you've placed around us. Thank you, Lord, for always making your word available to us. That in the midst of everything that's going on, we can read and seek your word. That it would be written on the fleshly tables of our heart. And that we would have peace. For you are the Prince of Peace. Amen. For Lord, whatever's going on, you can settle it. Peace. Be still. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we ask that as we receive your word, you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. That you would transform and renew our minds. That no matter what sickness, homeschooling, whatever it is, that you would settle it and give us peace in our hearts and in our minds.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Lord, that the people would see your light shining on us.
Glory.
And seek you. We thank you, Christ Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your sacrifice. Ooh. For us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Now, without further ado, I'm going to bring forward the pastor of our church. Amen. Let us all honor and welcome our elder, Jonathan Ford.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you.
Good morning, Pastor.
To those of you that are joining us here in the sanctuary, to those of you who are joining us online, I say good morning. I say grace and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I thank you for joining us, for allowing us to spend this hour together.
Amen. Amen.
In fellowship and in union, not only with each other, but with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I do just want to take a moment before we turn to the Word of God. I do want to express my appreciation to everyone who has supported the Macy family during these past few weeks. My special thanks to all of those who served on Thursdays and the days leading up to Thursday.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you to all of the church for praying for the Macy family. And I ask that you continue to do so. Amen.
Amen.
And let's keep in mind all of those families who have lost loved ones this year. Amen.
Amen.
We're coming to the close of the year, but our church has not made it through unscarred.
Amen.
We have lost loved ones within our congregation. So I just ask that you would pray for all those families.
Yes.
Even as we pray for one another, especially remember those who have lost loved ones at this time of the year, as we reflect so heavily on our loved ones and families. And even though we cannot be together as we would like or as we have been in the past, many will be missed. Amen.
Yes.
Many will
yes.
be missed. Yes. So let's keep that in mind, like I said, as we pray for one another. Amen.
Amen.
So with that, I won't delay. We'll turn our attention to the Word of God. This morning, we'll be back in Revelations, the 12th chapter. I invite you to turn there with me. Revelations 12, verses 13 through 17. Amen. And I thank you so much this entire month for your attentiveness and your patience with the Word of God. It's not the typical Christmas text, but we thank God for the book of Revelation and what it reveals to us about those things yet to come.
Amen.
Amen. So Revelations, the 12th chapter, beginning at verse 13, I am going to invite you to stand with me as we read out of the Word of God. I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Version. I invite you to follow along in whatever version you might have. But if you're at verse 13, you will see these words, and it's just the continuation of the story between the woman, the child, and the dragon. Verse 13 says, "And now, when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." Amen.
just going to bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Our God and our Father, which art in heaven, we thank you for this another Lord's Sunday morning. This is truly the day that the Lord has made, and we have made up our minds to rejoice and be glad in it. Glad because you have given us life and life eternal. We rejoice this morning because of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice this Sunday morning because of your Holy Spirit. We rejoice this morning because of your Word. We rejoice this morning because of your presence. We rejoice this morning because of the unity of faith that we have with each other. And God, you have blessed us with so many blessings, whereof we are both grateful and glad. And Father, we would ask now that you would bless us one more time. Bless us with a word from you. Even as the saints of old ask, is there any word from the Lord? And God, I believe you have a word for us, not just on today, but every day and for each moment of our lives. There is a word of God ready and waiting for us. So I ask now, God, give us ears that we might hear. Give us eyes that we might see. And give us hearts that are fleshly, that we might receive the engrafted word of God. Hallelujah. Don't allow the enemy to steal what you have given to us. And so we thank you now, and we praise you now for what the Holy Spirit will say to us. Keep us, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated all over the church. You may be seated at home, whether that's on your sofa, or maybe that's on your queen-size bed, or your sofa pullout, whatever you might be reclining on this Sunday morning. The text says, now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. Again, we are reminded the woman represents Israel, and the male child is a reference to Jesus Christ himself. And the dragon, as we know from last week, is our adversary, the devil. During the final 3.5 years, known as the Great Tribulation Period, the earth will experience Satan's great fury because he knows that he has a short time. This reality will prompt him to take advantage of his final 42 months of freedom to wreak havoc on Israel and the rest of the known world. His goal will be to destroy Israel and to render God's word and his work a failure. And that's what we're reading here. It says, but the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half time from the presence of the serpent. During this 3.5 years in which Satan comes against Israel with wild fury, God will protect Israel supernaturally. This cosmic conflict of good and evil will lead to the epic battle known as Armageddon. That's Revelation chapter 16. And so the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his own mouth. Satan will unleash a severe attack against Israel at some point, which is depicted in this text as water being spewed from the serpent's mouth like a river flowing after the woman. Whatever this, John is using this imagery to show us, just how violent the dragon's attack or Satan's attack will be against Israel. Anytime we see images of floods or flood waters, the thing that always stands out in those images is the force and the violent nature of the water as it comes crashing through the cities and come crashing over the riverbanks. And in spite of what men do to keep the water at bay and keep the waves from coming over, yet when they're stirred up by that wind, they just come and they wreak havoc into the city. And the flood waters just begin to swallow up and consume everything in its path. Well, to counter this diabolical attempt at Israel's destruction, God will activate a supernatural defense mechanism, pictured here in this text as the earth opening up its mouth and swallowing up the river that the dragon had spewed out. This prophecy illustrates a broader principle for us as believers, and that is we discover God most powerfully in the context of being overwhelmed. When we as believers are flooded with opposition, often we can watch God supernaturally suck up the flood of despair and avert Satan's plan for our destruction. The psalmist says in 61:2, when my heart is overwhelmed, it is then that I cry out, Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Verse 17, and in conclusion, the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring and all of those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. This defeat will leave Satan furious, not only with Israel, but with all of those, every man, every woman, every boy and girl that keeps the commandments of God and holds to the testimony of Jesus Christ. And this old dragon will be intent on raging war. Not only will he be upset over his defeat and inability to destroy the woman representing Israel, but again, reminding you, he is also working with limited time. And even as that old serpent will attack Israel and all those that name the name of Jesus Christ and refuse to receive the mark of the beast, let me remind you that so the devil also attacks believers of this present age. And that is why I want to encourage believers everywhere to keep on fighting. Paul encouraged his young preacher in 1 Timothy 6:12 with these words. He said, fight the good fight of faith. And he encouraged the young man to lay hold on eternal life, to which you were called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And so even as Paul encouraged Timothy, so I, as your pastor, encourage you to keep on fighting. Look at somebody and just say, keep on fighting. And we have to keep fighting because Paul has also warned us in Ephesians that that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And so let me take a pause in my message. When I say keep on fighting, I'm not talking about fighting with your family. Let me take a pause in my message, and when I say keep on fighting, I don't mean continue fighting with your loved ones, not fighting with your companion, your kids, your co-workers, your neighbors, anyone in that manner. Why? Because Paul has told us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Look at somebody and say, they're not the problem. No, they're not the problem. That's who you're taking it out on because of the problem, but they're not the problem. But the problem is that old dragon from old. that old serpent who first appears in the pages of scriptures back in the Garden of Eden. Because Paul warns us that what we fight against or what we wrestle against or what we're up against is in fact principalities. Not only principalities, but also powers. Not only powers, but rulers of darkness of this present age. And against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Wickedness not only running rampant in the earth, but wickedness trying to invade the heavenly home of our Christ. So therefore, Paul encourages us with these words. He says, take up the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand in that evil day, and having done all to stand, he says, stand ye therefore. That means you gotta stand anyhow. That means you gotta fight anyhow. Look at somebody and tell them, keep on fighting. Why? Because James, Jesus' stepbrother, tells us in chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man who can endure temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to all those that love and appreciate his name. So if you love the Lord this Sunday, you gotta keep on fighting. This is not the time to throw in the towel. This is not the time to quit or give up. This is not the time to say I can't take it anymore. God will strengthen you. God will fight for you just like he fights for the woman. So he will fight for the church. So he will fight for you. Fight on, Christian soldier. Fight on. Don't quit. Don't give out. Don't give up. Fight. You will win. Fight. You will prevail. Fight. You will overcome. God will give you the victory if you just hold on. Somebody shout yes. Look at somebody and say, fight to the very end. Fight to the very end. I was so glad when I was doing Sister Anita's funeral. What kept running through my mind is that she fought to the very, good God help me. What a witness. What an example. She gave us the example to follow, even as she followed Christ, who fought till the very end. He let nothing turn him around. He let nothing turn him back. I must go to Jerusalem. I must go to the city of David. I know I'll die. I know I'll be cut down. But God will pick me up again. If I lay down my life, I will pick it up again. Shout yes. Yes. You will win. You will overcome. You have the blood. You have the testimony and the love of God. You will overcome. You will win. You will defeat the devil. Yes. Yes. My. Yes. 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 The children of God win. Saints of the Most High, we win. We win. We win. Yes! Yes! Woo! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Fight on! Fight on! Fight on, Christian soldier! You fight, you shall surely win. If you fight on, you shall surely win. Do I have a witness? Here's my message to the church this Christmas season. If you fight till the end, then this shall be your testimony. Paul said, I have fought the good fight, and I have finished my race. Sister Anita fought a good fight. She stayed in the race until she finished. She kept the faith. And there is now laid up for her a crown. A crown of righteousness. Not only for her, but for everybody that loves Jesus and fights to the very end. Give him a prayer. New Year, fighting the good fight.
start the new year keeping the faith. Start the new year. Ow! Woo! Find somebody somewhere and just tell them this. We win. When it's all over, we win. The victory shall be ours. We win. We win. We win. We win. My. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes again. Yes again. yourself. That's how I know you're going to make it. That's how I know you're going to finish your course. That's how I know you're going to keep the faith. Not because you're so much, but because Jesus prayed for you that your faith and my faith would fail us not, so that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord God. Here's your image. Raises up a standard against the flood of the enemy. Here it is. The standard of God. And even as he protects Israel, so he protects all of those that love his name and long for his appearing. So that's my message this Christmas. Fight on, Christian soldier. Don't you dare think about giving up. You've come too far. You've been through too much. You've sacrificed more than you will ever get back. Go ahead and fight till the end. Even as loved ones leave, keep on fighting. Even as those close to us fall sick and lie at death's door, don't you quit. Here's a word for the house. And if you get sick, you better not quit. Better fight in that hospital room. Better fight in that ICU, that intensive care unit. If you're at home on quarantine, you better pray now like you've never prayed before. The enemy is out to sift us like wheat. But if we just hold fast and hold out and hold on, John's already told us how it's going to end. We win. Jesus wins. We win. Israel wins. If we just keep fighting. Put the whole armor of God on. And having done all to stand. Stand anyhow. Stand anyway. Stand because he prayed for you. Not that you get a better job. Not that you get a bigger house. But he prayed that your faith would not fail. That's how I know I'm going to win. If you're streaming in with us this Sunday and you're not sure if you're on the winning side, I'm telling you, only those that keep his commandments and only those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ down in our hearts, that's the team that wins. That's the team that celebrates victory after these things. Why won't you make a choice for Jesus today?
while you're choosing which gift, choosing your dinner menu, choosing what you're going to wear, choosing where you would go if you could go. Why not make a choice today that you'll live with throughout all eternity? Today, if you accept Jesus into your heart, into your life, confess with your mouth, Lord, I'm a sinner. Just tell him, Lord, I woke up this morning on the wrong team. But thanks be to God. I heard the announcement. Yes. I heard the declaration of the word of God. This morning, I believe in you. I confess my sins, my faults, and my failures. And I accept the blood of the Lamb. And I commit myself to public testimony, your way and of your word. I acknowledge that I love you more than I love life itself. And I just want to be on your team. I just want to be on the winning side. If you believe that, if you pray that, not only are you on the winning team, but I want you to get on our website. Send me a message. God has called me to be your coach, to teach you, to train you how to live in this world for Him. How to let your light shine so that men might see the change in you and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Reach out to me on our website, taylortabernacle.com. Just send me a message. Say, Pastor, I heard the word. I want to get on the winning team. I want to fight. I want to fight so that I can live again. If you're out there and you are in need of prayer, if you're in need of help, assistance of any kind, I'm inviting you to go to the website as well. Send me a prayer request to say, Pastor, I need help. Let us know what your needs are. We're here to help. We're here to do whatever we can to support the winning team. Taylor, as always, I appreciate you. Your attentiveness. I appreciate your presence, your patience with me. I mean, you know, sometimes the preacher got to preach his own self happy. Not every word is for you. Every now and then God will give me a word and say, yeah, preach this one to yourself. This one's for you. This is from me to you. He knew exactly what I needed and when I needed it. God bless you, Taylor. Service now, the hands of Deacon McCoy. Amen, amen, amen. Thank the pastor for the good word. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Now we are going to follow up that good word from our pastor with some good words from our first lady, who's going to handle our offering and our announcements. Our first lady, Sister Jemai Ford. I call her Injima, but I said Jemai just out of respect right now. Come on.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you didn't know, we go way back when he was being rough on me as an upperclassman at Penn. Amen. Good morning, good morning to everyone. our family and our friends of Tarawa Tabernacle. At this time, we are going to gather to worship through giving. Amen. This morning, you may give through one of three ways, including text to give, online giving, through our website, or also by the good old-fashioned U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256. That's 73256. And you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Tarawa Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes offering and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. As always, we thank you for your continued support of this ministry. I'm going to move on with announcements. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us for the reopening of the church. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you can continue to join us in worship right from the comfort of your home. In response to the City of Philadelphia's most recent restriction on religious services, we are now limited to 10 people in the sanctuary and 12 people on our third floor overflow area. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has the COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay home. Additionally, the church van service is suspended until further notice. Please keep this in mind as you plan your transportation accordingly. Pastor Ford has issued a thankfulness challenge to all families during these unprecedented times, filled with so much sadness and often depressing news. It may be hard, even as believers, to find reasons to be thankful. Nevertheless, the Bible reminds us to always be thankful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Amen. Pastor Ford is asking all families to gather at least once per week. It can be during mealtime, devotion time, family fun time, but to gather at least once per week and have each member give at least one reason they are thankful this year. Yes, even this year in 2020. This includes parents, young adults, teenagers, and the children. The thankfulness challenge will run through the end of the year. Through this simple exercise, hopefully, we will all begin to realize just how much we should and must be thankful for. Friday night prayer and Bible study continues at 7:30 p.m. via the church conference line. The church conference line dial-in number is 775-799-9141. We are continuing our study of the Book of Lamentations. There will be no PBS on Christmas Day or New Year's Day. There will be no watch night service on New Year's Eve. If you have a prayer request, please visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com, and go to our prayer request page, or you can call our church at 215-748-4578 and leave a voicemail so we can respond to you. Remember to hit subscribe right there on YouTube, on your YouTube page, or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you can stay informed and up to date on all that's going on, all of our upcoming gatherings and dates. And if you're not receiving our weekly emails, please reach out and contact us. Send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you and be well. Now I will ask the pastor, and it says every part of our family, so I think that includes our oldest of our three boys, Jordan, who's playing the drums, Jordan, to join us for benediction. Amen?
God bless you, Taylor. Thank you
again for allowing us to share this this time with you. This hour is so special to us that as we come together as a Christian family and as a community of faith, it's times like these that bind us together and strengthen us, not only our faith in God, but our love for one another. And so we just want to come and say from our house to your house, we wish you all a Merry Christmas. We hope that you enjoy the holiday season. And just remember, the Word of God says that was that born unto you today in the city of David is a Savior, Christ the Lord. God bless you, Taylor. Be well, and we'll see you on the other side. Amen. God bless you.